Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, Grudge World. Welcome to another great Tuesday, the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there tonight? Hope everybody's doing fine. A lot going on in the world of grudge races around the country. Had some grudge races kick off. We're going to talk about them later. People are gearing up all over. The weather shaping up different places and racing is going down. We got a lot of races coming up. We want to talk about some of the races that went down and find out how people fared in the world of grudge racing this weekend around the country. I had the privilege myself of going up to the Midwest. I had never been up there, but as you know, I'm trying to push hard and promote hard for the Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals in San Antonio, Texas. It's going on July 4th and 5th. Boy, that ought to be a big one. So I had to take advantage of the chance. I had to go to the Midwest up in the Chicago, Detroit area to mix and mingle with some of those guys. That's one part of the country I hadn't been to a grudge race. There's a lot of guys up there I spoke with, man. I tell you what, they're going to be coming down here for the World Grudge Nationals. And they say they're coming down here to do nothing other than go down on some of these Texas folks and anybody to get in their way. But with all that said, we're going to get off into that. We're going to see if we got Ernie on here before we talk about tonight's topic and talk about some of these upcoming events that's coming up. So before we get off into that, we want to make sure what Ernie got to say. You got Ernie on? Or maybe she's in a private room. I really can't tell. So she'll be back. So if Ernie comes, he'll chime in. But let me tell you a little bit of what's going on in the world of grudge racing. As you know, Texas 10 took their bunch and headed to Mississippi to put on a show. I heard they had a great time down there going down on some of the Mississippi boys. Guess who was going both ways, but it looked like they had a good time. I hate I couldn't be there to help support them, but, you know, sometimes, like you say, we had a representative there. Sharon was down there representing Tommy Dog Drag Racing while I took on some other chores, as I say, up in the Midwest, supporting the other teams. But all in all, we know we're going to support around here in the state of Texas and surrounding states. But hopefully we can get Jackie on here to talk about this weekend's fast event. And also, Sharon, I don't know if you're back, if you got Ernie on or not, I can't tell. So if you're back, let me know if you got Ernie on. We'll go to that before we start talking about some of these upcoming races. Well, I guess she's still not there. Okay, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to kind of set the tone a little bit about upcoming events. As I know, North Star, May the 31st, North Star Grudge Inc. got what they call, man, it's a shootout that's going to be happening, and this race here is going to be happening at 20 different places across the United States. 20 races in one day, and guys are going to be able to go to the next round. It's going to be three rounds. It's going to be on 28, 29, different tie advantage, and we'll speak about that. I also got a small block deal. The guys qualify to go to the next round. I believe it's top four cars in each round will go to the next round, and that location will be named. But the final race will be the Grudge Inc. Cold Killer race at the VMAX track Carolina, the VMAX track in Charlotte, North Carolina. So guys, you know, participate in that and want to try to make a name and get in this shootout. It's supposed to be a big, big money deal. So make your plans for May the 31st at North Star. It's going to be the first round of this action going on, and it's featuring the best across the country with 20 races going on this one weekend across the country, people participating to go to the next round for that ultimate event to run on that very, very, if any one of y'all don't know about the VMAX track, that's the one that HRA be running on, and you got cars going down four at a time. That's a four-lane racetrack. And you got cars going down four at a time, four different lanes. So, man, that's ought to be exciting. First time they're going to do this year. So, try to be a part of it. Okay. And also, we got a race coming up. If Batman's on here, you got a race coming up this weekend. And Alley Cat got a race coming up the 25th, I believe. So, I'm not sure if they're on here or not. Sharon, are you on here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, did you ever get Ernie on before I get
No, I didn't. I called him a couple of times and didn't get him.
We didn't get Ernie on. So what we'll do right now before we let some of you guys come on and talk about the race they had this weekend and how they fared. So some of these guys went to Mississippi. But if we got an upcoming event, somebody want to come in and take a few minutes and talk about the upcoming event that's going on. Go to the lines and see what they got to say.
Okay, you got a lot of hands up, so I'm going to – I'll just go to Batman first. Batman, your mic is open.
What up, Trace?
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, shit, man, getting ready for this Saturday, May 10th, at Kennedy, better known as the DIA, as we call it around the DIA. It's going to be the hottest, and I mean the hottest, baddest grudge race in the DFW area. I guarantee you this, everybody's coming to it, and if you ain't coming to it, you're going to miss a good show. All day I can tell you this, we got Butler Boys, and we got King B. Finally locked it in, man, with the back tire first race at 2 o'clock and the hit at 7:30. Came up to my shop last night on the talk show. Well, they locked in money, so they are ready, and they're ready, really, really ready to do it. Because when they lock their money in, they bring it to you, I know they want to do it real bad. Like I said, we got Birdman, we got Doug Morales running each other. We got a lot of good girls racing. You go to my Bad Boy Racing board, I guarantee you're going to see all the locked in races in it. Man, y'all get that early because it's going to be packed real soon, man. We got the hot 580 Batman-style girls race going on. Like I said, guys out of Houston coming, and I guarantee you what, man, it's going to be a hell of a show, man. It's going to be one show y'all ain't going to miss. This is going to be one of the biggest shows in Texas. I guarantee you this. Y'all be there.
Okay, okay, Batman. We're going down up there this weekend. Okay, Sharon, who's next? Okay, I don't know whose mic she opened. I can't tell right now. If she calls,
what
you
do
say
you need,
your mic
Tracy?
Was open. Okay.
What do you need?
Who's next?
Keen Black, your mic is open.
How you doing, Miss Sharon Tracy?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm fine.
All right. Oh, man, I just want to say, man, I really enjoyed the show y'all put on this weekend, Texas coming to Mississippi, and got finally a chance to meet some people that have been hearing their voice on the radio, man. I really enjoyed it. Had over 12 grudge races, and, man, we had a ball in Mississippi.
That's good, man. It's always good to go places, man, and race other people and have a good time, you know.
Yep. So I'm going back on mute, man. I just want to let y'all know I enjoyed that, me and my little one.
All right.
She sure did enjoy it. I know that. She really enjoyed herself. Jackie, your mic is open.
How's everybody doing today? How you doing, King Black, Tracy, Miss Sharon? Yeah. As y'all know, we took some cars out to Mississippi this weekend, and, man, we had a real good time. Like King Black said, we got over 12 grudge races off out there. We won some, we lost some, but I mean, we come out there and we brought action. And man, my phone hasn't stopped ringing since we left. fans and racers that just did not know that we race like that. So, you know, you guys that are looking at traveling and going out and getting out of, and doing something a little different out your backyard, man, it really pays off when you hear from people that enjoyed seeing you. They hear y'all on this radio. They hear y'all talk about racing. And then when you show up, they get to meet you. You get to meet people like King Black. I got to meet him, spend some time, talk to him down there, Red Hot and some of the other guys. You know, they're all just like we are. They're racers that want to race and want to have fun. But, you know, sometimes when you're from a little different area or a different state or something, they think you're the big bad wolf. But we went down there and we showed them, hey, we can be beat too, but then again, we can beat them as well. So it was a lot of fun. I think everybody had a good time. I know myself, I had a great time. I stayed busy. I didn't really have 2 minutes to even take a break for myself. But, man, it was just nonstop action down there, and we look forward to doing it again. And as on another note, we talked to them guys, and they're going to get some a few cars together, and they're going to try to come our way and do some racing. So going out of town is actually going to bring a little more action back to this area as well that we might not have seen.
Yeah, that's right, man. It's always good when you can mix it up with different people across the state, man. I'll tell you what, Jackie, that stand-up thing y'all did. Man, Grudge Racing now, man, it's venturing out. And, man, you know, your fans, like I say, we all do this for the fans, man. The fans love it. When you go different places, those fans love to see y'all. And when other guys come here from out of state, our fans love to see this. We do this stuff, man, because we love it. And the fans really appreciate it. It makes good action, so. Hey, man, it's always new blood, and, man, you know, it's what it's all about, having fun, doing different things, different places.
Well, I just want to thank everybody that showed up that may be listening on the line, you know, Louisiana, Mississippi, and our Texas guys that showed up, and even the people that just might have just showed up just to watch. Thank everybody for coming. It's just going to be, as this year goes on, you know, we got a Temple race coming up. You know, we got the World Grudge Nationals in San Antonio. It's going to be huge. You know, we talk to everywhere we go. We're since the race is happening here in Texas, you know, we're trying to be ambassadors for that race and let everybody know what's going on. And then it's going to go on here July 4th and 5th in San Antonio, Texas, that, you know, these are some of the cars that they're going to see there. And come on down and find your man and lock him in, because July 4th and 5th, man, we're trying to do something to everybody. I don't care what state you're in or what state you're from. We're going to try to do something bad to you some kind of way. So y'all come on down here and race, and we look forward to seeing y'all.
All right.
That's about it, Tracy.
Okay. All right, Sharon, who we got next?
Hold on. Jay Schaefer, your mic is open.
I'm not going to be able to talk right now. I'm on this 10-minute damn stuff, so I'm kind of loud right now.
Okay, all right.
Hey, I forgot something. Jackie didn't tell us how many they won and how many they lost. We'd like to know who won and who lost. Jackie, you didn't get that report.
Well, the best I can tell, I didn't get a chance to keep up with all of them, but I don't know who won and who lost what exactly. I know Texas Beast won two, Flip won one and lost one, Chris won one and lost one, Aaron lost one, Kenny lost one, and Travis lost one. And them are the ones that I'm aware of. So, I mean, if you add that up, I think we were 4-6 out there.
Okay, who next, Sharon?
Red Hot, your mic is open.
Good evening, everybody.
What's going on, Red Hot?
How y'all doing? I want to say good evening, everybody. And while we're talking and having fun, I want to say they used to tell us don't mess with Texas. When after Saturday night about 11:59, we left the track saying don't mess with Mississippi. Jackie was exactly right. We had fun. We did a lot of racing. But Mississippi ended up on top, 6-4. It started out Friday night, And we had a little fun race, and I got the best of it. But I will tell y'all, old Cloud car slipped down, the only reason I got it. And Jackie will tell you, I came out there with issues, and I never got to run nitrous all night. But everybody I told I was going to race, except Jackie. I got to have him problems. It wasn't Jackie that had the problems. I had problems. And I didn't get the race jacket, but everybody else that I locked in with and everybody that walked over there and called me out, we got it on, and I just did the best I can do. But we had fun, and I want to say to all of you Texas guys that came out, if I had to compare you to the military, Texas got soldiers. I mean everybody that came out. I jugged it old Bushnell, tried to make him come out of the bushes, called Bushnell. But I'm telling y'all, everybody that came with a Texas tag with that group came to race. And I mean they wasn't afraid of anybody at the track. So I learned something this time. I saw more grudge racing, and I've been racing for about 12 years. I saw more grudge racing that day than I saw in all my 12 years of racing in one day. And I want to say to Texas, y'all have convinced me that hot. I'm going to put them old trucks on the road, and I'm coming out there. Now, I can't tell you I'm going to run everybody out there, but y'all can believe this. For the ones that came over here, they will let you know. If Red Hot tell you he going to line up with you, you ain't got to worry about it. Just put your suit on and be ready when I pull in the gate. So now we had some fun. I lost two. I won two. Maybe I should have lost all four. I don't know how that should have went. But we had fun, and I want to say to you guys, we appreciate what you guys showed us. Y'all helped us out with pointers and stuff to make the track work better. Overall, it was, you know, you guys deserve an ace for the effort you put in and what you did to help us. And I really want to say on a serious note, we appreciate that.
All
now,
right, man.
On a joking note, don't fuck with Mississippi. I'm telling you, we rough, baby.
Hey, Red Hot.
Yeah.
Well, I understand. Y'all made everybody on strap, man. Y'all went straight motor. You right. Y'all might got some motor cars out here, but I know this for a fact. And cars that went down there, they ain't no dolphins, man. So I think you got to unmanned them guys.
No, I'm going to tell you the truth now. Old Texas Beast, he did unstrap. Hey, me and Bushnell were locked up on nitrous. I'm telling you, Jack and them will tell you the truth. I was having issues. I was supposed to run Flip on nitrous. Flip asked me what time we're going to race. I walked up. I'm having issues with my front end. Suit up. We're going out here. I ran motor, Flip ran nitrous, and I'm telling you, he got my ass. He let me know, don't come out there fucking with him playing like that no more on horsepower. And that's the straight-up truth. But old Bushnell came out. He put up a fight. But I don't know, he had the flu or something. I mean, he just didn't hold up. His old tie didn't stick. I don't say what was wrong. He didn't make the trip. Had he made the trip, to tell you the truth, he would have beat me. That's just the honest truth. Had he made the trip, he would have beat me. His old car made a move on me, and I don't know what happened. I was driving so slow, I could look around and look at all that. Now, I don't know what he was doing. But I pulled it off. But we did have fun. And I'm telling you, a lot of those other cars, they was running nitrous. I think the only one that ran horsepower was Texas Beast. And I'm telling y'all, I don't know where he got his name from, but goddamn, he got a good one. He a beast.
All right. Well, we glad you were down there, man. They make action in the state of Mississippi, man. Like I say, guys here are going to look forward, man. There's some Mississippi guys coming over here to Texas, man, to do the same thing. So. That's what it's all about, man. So, Red Hot, stick around, man. You know, it'll get heated in a minute. You know, you can do what you do. We're going to go to the line and see what some of the other folks got to say.
All right. Well, I'm going to start drinking so I can be ready when they call on me then. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay, Sherry, we got next?
You don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna talk about, you know, like I say, I didn't mention Tommy Dog got a race June the 14th down in Little River. All the trucks, as long as it's not a chassis truck, we got a Grudge Inc. truck shootout going on down there. We also got a motorcycle shootout that's going to be going on down there. It'll just make the action for, you know, like that small track at the river, man. We're going to go down there and try to have some fun, warm some things up for the World Brewers National. But, man, I'm going to put this, this for the night topic, man. You know, I got a few phone calls that sometimes people sometimes don't quite understand, and you probably hear this topic. It come up. It's probably going to come and go throughout the year because some guys trying to learn the game may not quite understand all of it when it's going down. So that's how this topic arrives tonight. And we want people to chime in and push the one button and tell what you think and see if we clarify something to bring some understanding to it. And the grudge racing game, man, you know, and one thing about this grudge racing, there's a lot of shit talking going on. Man, I tell you what, the shit talking gets so hot and goes so long, sometimes people forget what folks are saying. So, when you know, when you have, now, this is the topic tonight. In grudge racing, when negotiation of a race, it's a, usually there's a lot of hype going on. But when do you know when the race is officially locked? When do you know the race is officially locked when people are stipulating the race? When does it count? Is there any trickery in this game? Because I'll tell you what, there was a lock-in that went down, and I got a couple of calls about it, and people wanted me to explain it, and I tried to explain it the best I could. So this is the topic. People talk shit all the time. People doing it for a reason. That some folks' strategy, it worked good for some folks. For some other folks, if they don't quite know what they're doing, it might not work so good. Even the best can be tricked. I'm going to say that again. Even the best can be tricked. When you stipulate the race, when do you know that race is officially locked in? Let's go to the lines, man, and we want to hear some people put something out there. If you had a race, feel like you might have been tricked at one point in time, explain it to the people in the grudge world, and then I'm gonna bring this one up because it came to me, and if it come to me, I'm going to put it out there if I think it can be a teaching moment and try to explain some this race, regardless of what I say about this race. When we get to it, this race is a lock race.
Well, this Trace, race, I'm out. Let me say the first thing. I can tell you this. When a race knows it's locked in, when they put that cash up and put it in the DP hand, that's when I know when it's ready. Because, see, a lot of people do a lot of talking, man. And some people, studio gangsters, man, they get on these talk shows, want to talk, want to do this. By the time they get out there, ain't nothing jumping. I tell people all the time, man, you put that money up in somebody's hand, and like I said, two people ain't never talk to each other. You can hate each other. But y'all can still race. All you got to do is put that money up in somebody's hand and get on out there. Or better yet, if you ain't got the money to give their hand, as soon as you get to that track, man, hand that money over to that DP man. Y'all ain't got to talk about it. It's very simple. Man, racing is very simple, man. They lock it up, put it in the person's hand, get the understanding, get the steps. Hey, let's get on up there, man. It's very simple, man.
Let me explain and take it a little bit further than this. A lot of times, you know, when you're doing a lock-in, people are going on the honor system. You got some guys that lock in, and you would say, well, man, we all right. We know each other. We cool. We don't have to put it up. I favor putting the money up. If I'm a DP man, I'm going to ask and I'm going to say, do y'all want to put the money up? If the two people feel like that they don't want to do it, but they're going on their word, they feel like each one of them's reputation is on the line and they're going to stand by their word, you try to honor that as best you can. Now, when stipulation is coming up, I don't know if these folks on here tonight, if they're on here, they can push the one button. But when you're stipulating the race, man, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of pre-hype conversation going on before the lockup. Now, during the lockup, if you got a person as a DP man, 9 times out of 10, he's going to try to repeat back what's said. If that DP man is not repeating back something what's said, whose fault is it to correct them? I want to know from the grudge world, pushed the one button, which Batman said when he thought it was locked up and the money was in his hand. But what I'm saying is this, it can go deeper than that. And if these guys want to put it out there, we can't. I don't know if T is on here tonight because it actually occurred on BET's show last week. This race actually occurred on BET's show. Regardless of what's said tonight, that race is officially a locked-up race. And if Bushnell is on there, he might want to talk about it. But when is a race officially locked? So anybody, Batman commented on it. Anybody else hands out there want to come up and talk about it? Or they've been in a situation they wasn't unsure about and they not sure exactly when the race are locked up?
Coming down. This is red hot. My mic's all red hot. My mic is coming on this. And this is just my personal opinion. I locked in races with these guys from Texas this weekend. They locked in a lot of races. No one had an issue. When guys are in the camp with me, I don't run the camp, but we're in a group together. I put emphasis on with the guys. Whether we win or we lose, we're going to do what we say. If we lose, whether we like it or not, we're going to pay. If we can't race, we're going to pay. If people would try to live up to their word, let their word be their bond, then you don't have no issue. We didn't know none of these guys from Texas. I'm telling you, everyone I race, I run four races. I made seven races happen in our camp. Seven races in our camp happened. We didn't pass money to nobody. And Jack is on the phone along with his camp. They will let you know. We lost out of the first five, we lost the first four. Nobody had an issue with money. Nobody had an issue. When you talk with people, for me, I look at people, I kind of make a judge of character. If these guys are laid back and what they say they're doing, they said, let's race, we're going to put up five. I said, well, how do you want to do it? They said, man, you can hold yours, we'll hold out. Nobody had an issue with money. You can't do that with everybody, though. I do understand that now. When you get guys getting hype and get wound up, you can't do that. But you kind of got to... You kind of got to know what horse you're about to take to the field. If you got a wild one, ain't no need of you putting just a rope on him and think you're going to control him. So, and, you know, I don't know if I explained it the right way, but you got to know who you're dealing with or what kind of people you're dealing with when you're doing it. If you got people that had issues, don't expect the issues to stop because they're dealing with you.
Okay. I agree with that. Anybody else out there want to comment on? Anybody want to comment on? I fit the scenario out, but anybody else want to comment? Sure, we got another hand. Somebody
Yeah, Tracy,
want to
I want to say something on that. This Team Black.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a race, man. Me and the guy had locked in the race, and Red Hot know what I'm talking about. And we had locked in $500 on the race. When the man went to go get the money, he had the man to call me on the phone and then tell me that he was just playing with me. He was just on the phone having fun. I was serious. You know? So, you know, like you say, you know, you got to know who you're locking your money up with, man, because some of these guys, you know, they just on the phone just to be hearing themselves on the phone.
You're right. I agree. Anybody else? Sure, anybody else? Then I'm going to kind of put a... I'm going to put a lock-in out there that came up, and I got calls about it. I'm going to put a lock-in out there. Anybody else got a comment?
Okay, you got a couple of hands up.
Okay, go to them.
Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing? Grudge Land, I just wanted to announce my race, but is there any way that you could hit me back in about 5?
Hit you back in 5 minutes?
Yeah. I'm on the dock at River of Nausea.
Push one button, take your hand down, and when you get ready to talk, push it, and it'll come back up to the top, and she'll see it.
Push the one button now. Alley Cat, push the one button on your phone now. Okay.
Coming down, we got a race, man, that I got caught up in your topic and forgot to announce. And I'm not asking Texas to come out and support us. Reason I'm announcing that there's someone out this way that back in Hub City Raceway, and it's red hot. We doing something May the 24th, slick. Well, the camp is in too deep. We giving a show out here. If there's anybody that's down this way or got somebody that they lost to and want to come back, we invite you back. And if you're down this way visiting family over the holidays, please come out and enjoy it with us. We will be out there having fun. If gates are open at 12 at the same track, Jackie, that you guys was at. The gates are open at 12. You guys can come out and cook, hang out, and do whatever. We will not start racing until 4 p.m. And we will race to midnight if the weather allows. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Okay. Okay. Okay, Sharon. Next.
Okay. You don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay. I know we got somebody that want to call a lock in, but I want to put this scenario out there before we get to that person. I think you still don't even want to call a lock in. Is Bushnell and Haydershaker? If y'all on the phone, push the one button. BET, if you out there, BET, push the one button.
Okay, hold on, Tracy. Okay, I got Haydershaker. Okay, Haydershaker's mic is open. Hold on. Bushnell's mic is open. Who else did you want?
BET. BET was actually the one officially locking the race. Is BET out there?
Hey, BET on my line, Trace.
Who is this?
It's Arkansas.
Arkansas, BET.
The line. Yeah, you're on my line somewhere. I'm about to go back on mute. I'm at the ball game. I'm going to come off in a minute.
Okay, BET is on there right now so he can hear me.
Yeah, what up?
Okay, hey, BET, a question came up, and it was a lock-in, and it happened on your show. And I went back. I was on your show when it happened, and I went back and looked at it just to try to get the facts. And then the lock-in occurred between Bushnell and Haydershaker. All right. Now,
all right.
You remember that lock-in, right?
Right.
You officially locked that race in, right?
Right.
Can you repeat what that lock-in was, if you can recall? I know what it was, but can you repeat to the grudge word? Because I got a call today about the lock-in. They thought something wasn't right about it. You know, something was said. Like I say, there's a lot of hype going on during these talking about racing, doing this called like the pre-fight hype. But when the man called you to the corner and bring your gloves together and tell you the conditions, it's going to be on. Well, right now, you officially locked that race in. Can you repeat to the grudge world what the stipulations of that race was? And we want a Haydershaker and Bushnell to comment, because there's been a confusion. I believe I explained it to him, but the race, still, regardless of the conversation, the race was officially locked. It's not going to change the lock-in, but it may be a teachable moment. Pay attention to your lock-ins. Okay, you want to repeat that? I can you get your show and let the people hear? It was a real heated. It was a real heated discussion. I know where
you got me. You got me wanting that shit. I don't know the hell we're on either. Goddamn for Batum, you know shit. You got me. You got me wondering what the hell we're having here. You got me fucked up. Now let me go ahead and goddamn
okay.
See.
Yeah, I want you to go, BT. Go to, I believe it's 1:32 into your show. Okay, now. Bushnell, do you want to tell what you thought and Hater Shaker, do you want to tell what you agreed on, and then we can play the tape, and we can tell you pre-hype? Officially locked in. Which now?
Yeah.
When you get the tape and play it, do you want to explain your side of the story or the lock-in?
I locked in Hater Shaker with the back tie, and the move and the gap. I told Hater Shaker, at first he was trying to tell me about another car. I kept telling him your car. And he finally got it understood that it was his car. And I told him just how we sit, you know, how we both sit from one another, the car, the back tie, the move, and the gap. I told him just how we sit. You know, however we would sit when we locked, that's how we was locked in to do that race.
Repeat what you said you locked in. Repeat the steps.
The step was on how you sit, on how we sit, on how we both were sitting.
Okay. What was the lockup? How much were y'all running for? And was there anything else locked after that?
And we was running 500 on the lockup, 1,000 on the race, and 1,000 on the gap. Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying that you locked, right?
Yeah.
Hater Shaker.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you tell what your agreement was, what you locked up, because Bushnell thought there was some confusion. Can you tell what you locked up?
What I locked up was he gave me the back tire, the move, and he had to clear me 500 on the parkout, about 500 on the 1,000. That's all I agreed upon. All that gap and the clear, that's the same thing. So what I agreed upon was $1,000 race. If he and I show up at the track, we put up in the lines, we're getting rid of the boogie, it's $1,000 on the line.
Okay, now watch this.
Let me finish.
Hold
now, if I don't boogie, he get a $500 puckout. If he don't boogie for whatever reason, I get a $500 puckout. But the race is back tie to move and the clear. Meaning as though he has the clear, his back bumper, got to clear my front bumper. And that's for $1,000. I don't know nothing about it.
Okay, that right there. Stop right there. Now, Rush World, you heard two people lock in a race and both of them understanding something different. Now, Bushnell said he locked 500 on 1,000, back tie, the move, and the clear, and he bet 1,000 on the gap. Hater Shaker said he betted 500 on 1,000, and all he was betting was 1,000. He didn't say he betted nothing on no gap. Now, if BET played a tape, I'm here to tell you we got two people locked in something, and Bushnell, you called with the understanding, and I'm telling you right now, both of y'all saying something different. Both of y'all saying that y'all locked your money on something different. I know what you locked it on. I heard it, and I know exactly when BET called it out and repeated it, what both of y'all said, y'all agreed to. And see, because right now, Hater Shaker said, like, he ain't betting no 1,000 on no gap. That's what Hater Shaker just said. Bushnell said he betted 1,000 on the gap. BET, you there?
Yeah, I'm praying back now. I'm getting Bushnell caught in now. You said 132?
132. Go to about 133. Go to about 133, and then you can hit.
I'm gonna start at 130 and see what happens.
Okay, no, 132, BT. I'm gonna tell you this. BT, hold it right quick, BT. BT, hold it right quick. BT, what I want you to do is I want the Grudge World to hit a pre-hype, and then you come and you stop them, and you ask them, okay, are y'all ready? You ask them, and you start repeating. And I want you to tell me, because Hater Shaker say he did not agree to a 1,000 on the gap. Bushnell said he did. And Bushnell also said that he said, you know, you run the car like we sit. Now, I agree. Bushnell did say that. We was talking about it before the race. BET, when you put the conditions out there of the race, pay attention to what you said. And BET, I want to let you address it after you hear it, because now you see guys saying two different things, what the race was, because I definitely got what was agreed on. But you, Lockin, I want you to pay attention to what's going on pre-hype, what's going on when you ask them, okay, are you ready? And you repeated it. Go ahead. Let it take place first. BT, you there?
No, Tracy, give me a minute. They dropped off. Let me call T-Mac back.
Okay.
Don't say anything. I'm just going to let the phone ring. It's easier for me that way. Hold on.
This is just a teachable moment, man. We're doing this just bringing knowledge to the Grudge Game, bringing knowledge about, man, paying attention to what's being said. So it won't be no misunderstanding, because right now we kind of got a misunderstanding.
Hello?
Okay, T-Mac,
hello?
You're back on. Is BT still on your line?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I was still here to show, I thought. Hold on. Let me make sure. Let me kick it back in.
Capture it. Okay. So I'll have to Now, if you think you're being set up by somebody,
You can't say nobody set you up because that came out of your mouth. I went over this just like a DP man is supposed to do. Get your agreement and get his agreement.
Now, the last pass races I ran, we locked, hypothetically speaking, 200 on five. We Attacat came by the shop, I gave him $200. See what I'm saying? We got to the track, I gave him another three, and the race went on.
Right.
So my knowledge, that's 200 on five.
That is 200
now,
on five.
You saying that is 500 on top of 1,000?
Bush, you got to understand, Hater Shaker, what you did last time versus what you did on that show with that man repeating it back to you was different. Those are different situations. You saying different things. And I'm just telling you, that's why I wanted BET on and y'all on here, because I got the call and I knew that that's what you said that night. This is a teachable moment, fella. When people are doing stuff, folks get caught up in hype, but he specifically asked you, are you locking in the plus the 1,000? He asked you that. That was another $1,000, and you agreed to it. And
right.
See, that's what a confusion would be, because you're not thinking that you said that, and Bush is knowing that you said that, and there's a confusion with that. And, you know, and I want people...
Yeah,
you're right.
It is a confusion. You're right. It is a confusion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a confusion. And, you know, you want to avoid this, because you get to the track, people's understanding is going to be thrown off, man, behind that money, and the whole race is a $2,500 race.
No.
So.
No.
If you and Bushnell can work it out, that's you and Bushnell. But the grudge world is just hearing the stipulation, man. And that's why I said time and time again, pay attention to what you stipping and what you agreeing to, because the next man, he might know what he said, and you might be unaware what you said, and then the DP man is in the middle, and that's why I got BET on and say, listen, and ask him, and you can clearly hear he asked you that. So if you and Bushnell, that's, you know, that's y'all lot. We don't want no problems. We just want understanding, and this will teach people about, man, pay attention to that lock-in. A lot of pre-hype going on. Every time you go lock-in a race, I promise you, just because you did another race a certain way don't mean you're going to do the next race the same way, because why? Emotions are involved, hype is involved, smack talk is involved, people doing things, trying to jockey for positions, trying to get you out of your character, and you got to know what you're agreeing on. So Bushnell, Hater Shaker, what do y'all go with that?
Race still on. Tell them how you do what you want to do.
That's what agreed. That's what agreed to do.
I mean, that's the agreement.
That's agreed to do.
That's the agreement. Yeah. What's Hater Shaker?
Nah,
well, Hater Shaker, all I gotta say to you, Hater Shaker, I told you when you came on here beating on your goddamn chest, I was gonna get you fucked up to me. So.
Well, I'm not really worried about you, man. You really insignificant, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're really insignificant, bro. I ain't even thinking about you. You know what I'm saying? All right,
go. How have you been? I'm fucking with you now,
girl. I ain't doing 25, bro. I ain't going to run for no $2,500, so. You know what I'm saying? I ain't, fuck that. Hell no. I mean, you know what I'm saying? His trifling ass don't even run nobody else for no fucking $2,500. So, nah, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing that one. So, I just got to do what I got to do.
So what we gotta do about people locking in races that they ain't gonna hold up for?
Oh no, not what you're saying. Realize it's the puck out, right? So you said
it's
the puck out, right?
Let me make my decision, man. And if I, you know, I mean, the race is still on for $2,500. I mean, you know, it is what it is on that. You can't change that. You know, he say something about puck out, but. You know, we might end up racing. I don't know. I ain't made no decisions. I'm gonna just race for that $1,500. I don't even know. I can't say that right now, man.
Well, I help you make that decision, homeboy, because I'm not running for no fucking $2,500. I ain't running for $1,500. I'm looking at $500 on $1,000. See what I'm saying? That's what I was looking at. But, I mean, if I misunderstood it right or wrong or whatever, there it is. You know what I'm saying? You just $500 richer. You understand me? But I'd be goddamn if I sit up here, and I'm already telling you right off the bat that I had no business fooling with you, but I will book it with you. But I was looking for $500 on $1,000.
I don't even know if I'm going to catch you, man. I'm giving you everything in grudge racing, man. I'm
getting
everything.
Yeah,
that's how
I'm
that went.
But,
and you know what? That's
like
you
feel
like you might get
you. Actually, the race is not actually $2,500. The race is actually $2,000.
I'm trying to see where the $2,000 is coming in.
Y'all box $500 on $1,000. So the race is
$2,000.
I just said that. I mean, I just didn't, I don't agree. It's like a bunch of jumping around with numbers, playing with these fucking numbers, man, you know. I mean, I ain't even heard it come out your mouth, Tracy, $2,500. I heard it come out of BP mouth, $2,500.
No.
I don't know about all this bouncing around with this shit, man,
there,
you know.
It was $2,500 talk, $1,000 plus $1,000. But the race was actually $1,000. So that $500 you put up, meaning you got to put up another $500. That makes you $1,000. That's all
exactly.
You lock. That $500.
That's what I was looking to lock.
That was $1,000. You're right. You locked $1,000. The race was $1,000. But you said the man sit there and asked you plus $1,000 on the gap.
Well, that's
and
what I'm saying. $1,000.
That's what the man asked you, and you said yeah. That made an additional $1,000. And BET said, is that your race, and you again said, yeah. So I'm just telling you, I see.
Right. It was a misunderstanding because I'm not running nobody for no fucking $2,000 or no $2,500. I agree. In my mind, I'm thinking $500 on $1,000. Now, when he said, I put bet your thousand that I do, you know, that's the hype shit. I'm going to gap you, man. I'm going to gap you. You know, so I'm thinking he's just saying again, reiterating the same race, I'm going to gap you for $1,000. That's that understanding that I got.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm talking about? I'm telling you, man, this grudge race.
Now, I don't mind running for $1,000, but I'm not for the fucking pay no $15 or no $25. I'm not running that man for that. Man, them regular ass cars doing the goddamn thing out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never heard you do no bullshit like that.
Don't get me wrong. I agree with what you're saying, and I understand 100% from your position what you're saying. I understand. But what you're saying and what you said that night up under the agreement, is I know your understanding was different. That's why I tell people, if I don't understand these steps, understand the steps, man, because if you don't, then we would be right here right now, two people, thinking two different things. And a DP man came back and said what it is. So that's something that between the DP man, the head of Shaker, and Bushnell, got to be worked out.
Well, before I do that shit,
worst-case scenario, if you want your name to stay good and your integrity about it, hey, you're an honorable person, the worst-case scenario you can do is pay the $500 and move on and say, man, see if he'll run you for that $1,000 that you think that you was locking up on. I mean, but that man said he don't know what he's going to say later on. But I'm just saying, the worst thing you can get out of it is pay the $500.
That's what I just said, Trace. You just mimic what I just said. See, I don't give a fuck what you think about it. I'm not running for no fucking $15 or $2,000. So if he just be $500 quicker, you know what I'm saying? $500 richer, it is what it is. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I get a charity once a year for tax purposes, so fuck it. I mean, but I'm not running for that kind of money, bro. Anything that happens to the regular ass cars out there. You understand? I'm not putting that kind of roll the dice that goddamn hard. You know, I'm rolling the net by running for $1,000. I ain't running for no $15 or no $2,000, bro. Fuck that. On a race that's really an iffy-ass race. You understand me? Nah, bro. I understand what he's saying, but that's just like Kenny Duke can fuck him up with the same thing, or Tree Man, or so forth. My point is, you when you're out here gambling, you're gambling, but goddamn, you gamble to a limit, and that was my limit. I'm thinking on $1,000. You understand me? You understand? So that's what that is. So if he can either be $500 richer to help him with his situation, that's not a problem. I ain't fucking with that, though. You understand me? Nah, but I'm still going to bring some action out there on that same goddamn night. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be booking. I'm going to be booking for some money. No big deal. So there it is.
Okay. Well, okay, I got it. I mean, you stated what he had. Bushnell heard you. If anybody got anything to comment, they see something different or they see a problem, hey, let's go to the line and see what the people that's listening, see if anybody learned anything or see if anybody see there was a problem in the agreement. Hey, push the one button. We like to hear it because, man, this is a teachable moment tonight. That's definitely for sure in the Grudge Game.
Hey, no shit.
Okay, Alley Cat.
I'm ready to announce my race. Is it a good time or a bad time? It's a good time, man. Ready? Talk. All right. Well, shit. Here it is. We got the annual Memorial Day race coming up May 25th. We got some very interesting racing. We got Birdman locked in with the Jekyll car. They're gonna be doing a 2 out of 3 match race. We already got about 8 locked in races. We got a live DJ. We got Willie Dog from Georgia coming. He going to be on the mic, putting that knife in you guys' back. The ones that like to play pocket pool and lean on their cars all night, shit, I don't think that's going to happen. We got a lot of guys coming in from Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Dallas. And I'm going to tell you, get there early, because there is some construction going on at the track. Well, you know, outside of the track. So you guys, I'm really talking to the racers. Please, arrive early, because if not, you're going to be in a long line, and I won't be able to get you in as fast enough. So please get there. Got the gates open at 3 o'clock. So if you need to get there at 1:30 or 2 o'clock, let me know. I have no problem with that. And I'm going to be in the bushes. I'm looking for me a backhand car, and they know who they are. Well, I'm going to wait till they say something. I'm going to go down on their ass. And that go for you too, BET. So, you know, don't be bashful.
Hey. Hey, what's good out there?
Oh, hold on. One more thing, Tracy. I'm sorry. I apologize. One more thing. We're going to start this new belt, the state belt. We're going to start this new belt, the Memorial Day race. It's going to be the first 2 people that challenge for it. We're not going to have a shootout. It's going to be the first 2 people. Now, I got some rules laid out. The rules are the car cannot have shown no time, and we're going with the old-school back half cars. Anybody got an old-school back half car, it don't matter what size tire, how big or how small. It don't matter. As long as you fit into them to the rules of old-school back half,
what's the rule, Cole? You saying something and nobody know it. Everybody don't know what it is. What's the rule? What's the old?
Well, the rule is it's going to be unlimited cubic inches for one thing. You have any 700, 600, 800 cubic inch motor. We don't want no extreme cars in the class. They already have a belt for that. Grudge Inc. has a belt for the extreme cars. Now we have a belt for the old school back half cars. And a lot
what
of you guys
saying,
know what extreme.
Okay, explain. Everybody don't know what I'm saying. You got a lot of people out here. Can you explain for your belt what old school is? That's what I'm trying to get you to tell. You know, some people know, but then there's some but be scratching their head and, you know, explain it.
Well, basically, a lot of these guys have a lot of old school, and the way I determine it, you must have the factory firewall still in the car and the factory floor up front, you know, in the driver's side. Now, that you could be back half from the driver's seat back. Now, we're not talking about any double-frame rear cars. We're not talking about double-frame rear cars, and a lot of guys know what I'm talking about.
Hey, Cat, so
now, we got
Cat,
some, hold on, we got
let me
some cars, huh?
You said something different than what you said the other night, and I want to clarify something because you're saying you got to be consistent with what you're saying. You're saying something different than what you said the other night. Now, you said something just now about the back seat. What are you saying?
Okay, it's what we're going to do. We're not going to get into a debate on the show.
Hold on.
If anybody have any questions, just give me a call on my cell phone or hit me up on Facebook. Because, see, we're not going to go all night with this here.
Hold on, let me say something. This is a grudge talk show, and it's around the country, so everybody not going to call it, but you can put your rules out there, what you're putting, but I'm just trying to get you to be consistent with what you're saying, because I heard you say something about stock firewall, and then I heard you say something about backseat. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking, just explain it to the grudge world what you're saying, that's all.
What part of you didn't understand about the firewall?
You say stock firewall. I understand the stock firewall. Now,
we're not talking about a replacement sheet metal firewall. And
no,
the firewall
stock,
could be notched.
Stock firewall, not sheet metal. Stock firewall is not sheet metal.
That's not what I said.
I said no. We talking about, you said stock firewall, but what I'm saying, Kat, is this. I was asking, when you said something about the back seat, explain what you're saying when you're saying the back seat.
No. From the driver's seat, it could be back half. That means that the whole entire back could be remodified, cut out, or whatever. It could be four-link. It could be ladder bars. It could be stock suspension. It don't really matter.
So anything up under the driver's seat going forward is fine.
It's fine.
What is that?
It's pretty much, we're not talking about a sheet metal aluminum floor up front. We're not talking about aluminum firewall like the chassis cars have. We're not talking about that. You know what we're talking about, Tracy. Why are you playing dumb?
I'm trying to get clarity because, you know, when I'm just trying to get clarity, and I'm quite sure there's a lot of people out here who got cars trying to get clarity because you said double frame rail. You said no double frame rail. That's
no double
said.
Frame rail car.
Frame rail. And you said it got to be from the driver's seat backwards. So what I'm asking, that means whatever you cut out from the driver's seat back can be done any kind of way, right? Right?
Somebody have a noise in the background.
Yeah, what I'm saying,
from
the driver's seat back, could be cut out anything from the driver's seat back. It can be any tool you want, right?
No, I say from the driver's seat, behind the driver's seat, it could be cut out.
That's right. Now so
from the firewall to the driver's seat, it needs to be pretty much factory or either notch for the frame rails or either notch for the roll cage. All that's cool. That's understandable.
Okay, how about coming in front of the car?
Say what now?
How about coming in front of the car? Because I'm still not clear when you say driver's seat back, but then you say from the firewall, you know, what it got to be?
Hold on. I'm not understanding, Trace, what you're asking
for. Saying when any time a person say from behind the driver's seat back, there can be any modification you want to.
Right.
You said, as long as you got a factory steel floor and a factory firewall, you good.
Yeah.
So you went all the way up to the factory firewall, saying one thing, then you went to the behind the seat saying something else. So anything in front of the firewall is good? So a person can have some struts?
What you try? Well, hold on. Late model Camaros come with struts already and spin them out. You see what I'm saying? And Mustangs do too.
Right. So that can be fine.
We're going to have to look at it to make sure that it falls within, you know, a certain range. Because I know they have a bunch of guys got Mustangs and late model Camaros. But you got some guys got this Kim Smith front end with the spindle mount attachments on to it.
Is that
legal?
They
don't have call over.
Is that legal?
We're going to have to look at that. Do you know of a car like that? Send me a picture.
There's a lot of cars that got Kim Smith style front ends on them.
No, I'm talking about the one that you said that was legal. That you asked me what was legal.
I'm asking you. I'm asking you if it got struck.
I know what you're getting at. I know what you're getting at.
And I'm asking you if it got a Kim Smith style front end, is it legal to fit your belt?
I'm not gonna say all of them are not gonna be legal. Some will, some not.
Okay, you already eliminated if you got double frame wheel. You eliminated that, so I'm trying to see what's gonna eliminate the front.
Right.
Because double frame rail don't make no car go no faster.
Well, we're not gonna get off into that. You know, that's cool. If that's your opinion, that's fine.
Well, I'm just trying to find that in front of the car. You know, you say some Camaros and Mustang that's, come strut, but what kind of front end they got to have? Do they got to have factory style front end or what? I'm just asking.
Factory style front end.
Okay, so Kim Smith front end is not legal.
No, I'm not going to say that. Some of them are legal. Some of them may even bolt on. You see what I'm saying? Some of them are welded on. Some of them are bolted on. So I can't sit up here and say that. So that's why I say if you know of some, send me a picture. Let me look at it.
Okay, I'm just trying to get...
I don't want to auger, Tracy. I don't want to auger you today.
Yeah, we're not auging. We're just trying to, when you put something out there, you know, I'm just saying... You gotta be clear. You was clear about the back seat. You was clear about the firewall. You threw in no double frame rail, which I don't understand why. But you said some factory struts. But I was asking about, okay, how about the front frame? And then I'm asking questions for the Grudge World people,
right.
Man, people with type cars that you know. I'm asking questions this year. Is a public show, and you put stuff out there to help other people. So you can all be clear what's going on. Everybody's not going to call or ask, but when you put it out there, people listen. There's a lot of people come on these shows. These shows are full every week, but you got some people just listen to try to, you know, they not really talkers, but they listening. So I'm trying to help the folks don't always talk.
Yeah.
So and that's why I was trying to figure, okay, what kind of front end can be on the car. You said if it's bolted on,
right.
Sound like you. If it's a Kim Smith bolted on, sound like you saying that's okay. Then you said something about welded. You said I have to see, and that's a gray area right there.
The game is trickery. You have always said that, Tracy.
It's not. This is not trickery.
And that's
when
what you're doing now.
You're trying to
trick me.
I'm gonna just say BT. I'm going to see if anybody else understands. I'm not. Are you understanding what he's saying?
All right. Tracy.
I'm here.
Tracy. You got it.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
What you said, Tracy?
BT.
What you said, Tracy?
Are you understanding what he's saying, or is there a gray area in what he's saying? I'm not being tricky. I'm trying to get clarity for people, everybody to get understanding and be on the same page.
What he telling you is, Tracy, he don't want to discuss that on the show. If anybody got a problem with his rules, they need to call him about his rules. That's what he's telling you. He don't want to get out and throw stones at some people's cars and pick cars apart. That's what he's trying to avoid. I see where he's going. He's trying to avoid that.
He's picking at him,
trying to get him to say some shit that he ain't at liberty to say because it's his show. You know, he don't want to throw rocks at certain people not to get them to come to his show. That's what he's trying to avoid, Tracy.
But well, BET, let me say something to you that I know for a fact, and I'm gonna tell it like it is. The man just said there's no double frame rail. Now, where do you think he was going with that, BET? I know where he went with it. So you know, I'm gonna take the bullshit out the game, and I'm gonna say it. So everything else but that, the double frame rail don't make the damn car go no damn faster. So I know where he was going with that.
Well, say it, Dietrich.
Huh? No, I was trying to find out the rest of it. What style front end? and I heard if it's Kim Smith, some both on, that's fine. But if it's welded, I have to see.
Well, Tracy, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think you trying to pull his whole card, man. Let the man do what he got to do, Tracy.
I know, but when you come on public radio and you say stuff, people gonna ask questions. And I'm a guy that asks a lot of questions.
Well, Tracy, let them ask questions.
Hey, hold on. I'm gonna say it again. I said I'm a guy that asks questions, especially when I hear, you know, some of the rules. I have to say, okay, well, how about this? Well, how about that? So, you know, because, you know, me and you had this conversation the other day, and I was fine. I was fine based on what you said the other day, because I broke it down to you, and I said, okay, I'm good. And I come to light, and you see something else, and I said, oh, really? That's interesting. Because I wasn't saying it the other day. For real? I'm explaining it to you.
You just trying to argue tonight, that's all. Why do you want to hold your show up with this here, man?
First of all, Kat, it's like I'm not arguing. I'm just clarity. I'm telling you, man. See, you don't be on another show when these guys start talking about these different type of cars and what's a backhand car and what's not. Let me explain something to you about a backhand car just to give you some knowledge about it. And BT, you go to the East Coast.
I don't need any knowledge. I own a backhand car.
I understand. Let me just ask you a question. This is just for knowledge, man, information. It's a square two chassis considered an old school backhand today? A 2x3 square two chassis, is that considered adequate? Is that considered an old school backhand car? It's a square two chassis from the back to the front.
In my opinion, that's a chassis car. From back to front, that's a chassis car.
I agree with you, Kat. BET. You got to remember, we crossing state lines now. It's an old school 2x3 chassis car considered old style, old technology, good to run back half now. Is it? It's on
over here
now. Yeah.
Over here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. You see the difference? So when you're putting rules out there.
Hold on, Tracy. It ain't no difference. This is a state built. It ain't supposed to go outside of Texas. So whatever goes on in Louisiana or Arkansas or Mississippi, that's fine.
It's something over here, Kat. I'm just saying, is it considered, you know, to be a backhand car? You got to remember, you got people that buy cars that come certain places, and the car is ran as a backhand car. It's like a backhand car, just like some people, when we first started crossing state lines. We took cars with Kim Smith style front end, and I'm telling you, because it's a fact, and guys told us, no, that's not a backhand car. It is a chassis car. So now the understanding is, hey, those cars, they consider backhand cars. But first, they were considered a chassis car.
I'm concerned about the Texas people, the people that I've been around for years that understand what's going on. Now, going on in Florida I don't know.
I know, but we got some here, Kat, that's ran as backhand cars right now. They ran as backhand cars.
Okay.
So I'm just putting it out there for information, but I'm just letting you know there's some that's here right now, and they ran as backhand cars.
Okay, well, tell them to give me a call or you to hit me up.
We'll talk about it.
Racing is trickery when you ask too many questions. Racing is really simple.
But when you put a bet out there, I'm going to tell you about the bet. When you put a bet out there, you got to make sure that you got specifics on your rules for your bet. You
got
to make sure you
get them. I'm good.
It's some that ran right here as backhand calls. I'm sorry, right here in the state of Texas.
Right. And I just about know damn near all of them. I'm just waiting. It's just that you trying to cause a controversy.
Go ahead. Tracy, no, I'm not controversy. Everything is not controversy. Information. Go ahead.
Leave Alley Cannon and his racing belt alone, man. Go to something else. God
thank
damn. You.
Hey.
When your backhand come out, hey, just let me know when your backhand come out.
Wait a minute, BT. Let me say this.
What kind of car you got?
BT. I'm just saying this because he said something, and when he said it, it's shocking me. So let me do
that. Let's move on.
Kevin, when your car comes out, I'm going to go to your ass. We don't move on, but guess what? When I see that fake shit, BT, I'm going to call it to the pro front, baby.
Man, stop. Let me know
when you come out with your backhand so I can blow your asshole out.
Okay, I will be out. I should have a high pressure. Hey, I hope to have a high pressure. You know, hopefully by the end of the month, I'm going to go out and do some testing. I'm going to definitely come out with it. I'm going to let you know when I go to high pressure, all right?
You need all to stop lying. That car really runs.
I think we got something. We're going to move on. I think we got somebody that got a lockup. If they're on here, Michigan, you on here? Sharon, is he on here? Is he still on here?
Yeah, you have a few people with hands up right now, Tracy.
Okay. Let's go to the line.
Okay, 231-7993. Your mic is open.
All right, hello?
What's going on? What's going on, Tracy? What's happening, man? What's on your mind? You got a lock?
All right, now I want to say this for everybody. I'm not disrespectful. I'm not going to sit here argue on this phone. I'll be at Tracy Race on the 5th. I will send Tracy money tomorrow or whenever.
Let me say something. Let me stop you. It's not Tracy Race. It's Grudgy World Grudge. Tracy just was 1/8 a part of it.
All right, well. Big Money Racing will be there. We bring in 3 cars. We want anybody. Anybody with a chassis car, suspension car, back half car, got action. We ain't running. We ain't hiding. We looking for anybody, anywhere. We willing to travel all over the state. If they want action, we coming. You understand? That's all we got to say. We coming from Michigan. It's going to be me and my brother. That's it. And we coming correct. All right? I ain't got nothing else to say. I mean,
okay,
Big Money Race.
Big Money. You want to get some action? You want to get some action before then?
I said I want it. I don't care. Wherever you at, I come. I'll lock some money in. I'll send Tracy some cash in check. We can lock it in $500. We race for $5,000 or better. Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do.
Can you get the Hot Springs on the 24th? This month.
I come anywhere you want to. I don't care what kind of car you got. Anywhere you want me, I'm there.
Well, bring your tough ass to Holly Springs on the 24th. Grudge me day.
On the 24th?
Huh?
On the 24th, we ain't
May 24th.
I'll be, lock that in. I'll send Tracy tomorrow. I'll send Tracy some money tomorrow, and we're gonna lock in $1,000. We race for $5,000.
You ain't got to do that. Just call into my show tomorrow. Write this number down so you don't forget. 5:00 tomorrow. We're gonna lock your ass in for 24.
Bud, right there. You may have to move the truck.
Okay. What's the number?
Big money, whatever the hell you see. Yeah. We're gonna go to your ass.
Do you know the tree man on here?
You ready for that number? Big money, more money, whatever the hell you say.
Big money.
Number is
34. What's it up?
347.
8573.
3373.
Yeah. Call into my show tomorrow. We're gonna lock your ass in. My show starts.
Oh, well, look. I don't just want to race my chassis car. I got another car wants some action with too. I got two more.
Yeah, I don't want to race your. I don't want to race your chassis car either. You can bring them some bitches, but I can get you a race. I want that motherfucking stock sprinter car you got.
Oh, you can get that?
What?
You can get that anytime. You can get that.
I'm telling you what I want it. When I want it on 24.
Oh, you
can
have it.
Call in tomorrow. We're gonna lock some money up over there.
All right, but I will be at that grudge race on the 5th too. So whoever want action, I'll be there too. You make sure you come find me and Baby Powder, that Mustang I got. That's her name.
Deontay, somebody's on here hollering for you. Tree Man, go ahead.
All right.
Hey man, I seen a picture of your car today, man. I'm going to tell you like this is. You got a real nice car, but you got one problem. I ain't scared to race nobody. Let's lock it
all
in,
right.
Man. Let's lock it
we
in.
We can get it on. We can get it on.
Okay. You want to run on the 4th or the 5th?
Which one are you going to? I'll be there. I want to go.
I'm
going to
I'm gonna be there the whole weekend. I'm going to be there the whole weekend.
Then I'll be there too. I ain't just coming for one race. I'm coming for a couple.
Which day you want to lock? The Friday or the 5th.
Let's do it on the 5th. Let's do it on the 5th.
On the 5th?
I went testing today. I got another little something. I went testing today. So let's do it on the 5th.
So you want to lock in that? You want to lock in a powder blue Mustang?
Yeah. You can get it.
Lock in $1,000 on $5,000 a belt. I'll be in the lane by 9 o'clock.
We can do it.
That's for the 5th.
5th. Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, you're gonna wire Tracy your money, and I'll wire my money.
I'm going to wire it to him tomorrow. He'll have it tomorrow. If not tomorrow, the next day.
Okay, what's you want Tracy to be the BP man?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
You want Tracy to be the BP man?
Yeah, he can. Trigger man.
No, it's Tree Man.
You want to bet on the gap too?
You got to bet right. I bet on the gap.
What
good
you want to bet?
God
what
extra, you don't get me.
Hey, better
extra
pounds on
the
gap.
You don't get me,
man. Hey,
bet two thousand on the gap.
I bet $2,000 on the gap. Hey, look here. Understand something. I didn't buy no big motor. I didn't get this other big motherfucking motor today to see it keep talking. I'm coming. We can back
I don't
care.
Hey, look.
You must don't know who the fuck my name is, man. You don't know who my people is. I'm going to pay your ass up.
Hey, look, we ain't got to talk no more.
I just be here to Tree Man, I'm going to beat
it. I'm coming. Hey. I'm going to get this lock in.
Hey, I'm going to make you sell that motherfucking car. Hey, you see how pretty my car look? You see how pretty it look? God damn it, imagine that motherfucker on the side pass you, God damn it. That motherfucker pretty when it go past you, too. Hey.
You ain't seen a pretty car yet, fella.
Let me repeat what y'all got right now. Let me repeat what y'all got. Tree Man's Camaro. Again, Deontay Blue Powder Blue Mustang. Y'all lock 1,000 on 5,000. Run by 9 o'clock on the 5th.
5,000 or better.
Yeah, 5,000 or better. Yeah, 5,000 or better.
And the gap. Don't forget the gap.
Yeah. Now y'all said something about it. One said 1,000. One said 2,000. I don't got clarity on that.
$2,000. He don't got me for $2,000. $2,000.
Okay.
I bet you by the 3:30 mark, that motherfucker ain't gonna see me. I'm gonna have a fender on.
Hey, wait a minute. Tree Man saying he been 2,000. You don't gap him. Deontay, what you saying?
I take that bet. I said I give him by the 3:30.
Okay, so you saying y'all been 2,000 on the gap?
Yep.
Okay, y'all race on July the 5th in San Antonio. Y'all got a race by 9 p.m. Deontay.
I'll be in the staging lane at 8:30. But if his car break, right, is that my money or how we going to do that?
If his car break,
he can't race?
Break when?
Y'all don't have a condition.
Okay.
I don't have a condition right now. So
okay.
If his car break or your car break, somebody owes somebody $1,000.
Okay.
Okay. So treat me as Deontay Caliber Mustang, treat me as Sandy Camaro, and 1,000 on 5,000 or better, raised by 9 p.m. Saturday, July the 5th, Deontay, you must drop Tree Man, and that drop is $2,000.
Yes, sir.
Deontay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the gap is just daylight between the cars. The gap is just daylight, y'all. It's just daylight between the cars. Y'all agree, Tree Man? Don't y'all agree?
I agree.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I'm just getting it clear. Hands up, 8 mile pro tree. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Y'all putting up any DP money? I heard y'all talk about sending me some money. Y'all hadn't clarified that. Is anybody, what are y'all doing on that? On the lockup money?
I'm sending you $1,000 either today or the next day. You'll have $1,000. I'm sending it to you.
Okay, Treyman, what do you think?
I'm going to send them the same thing. Then you know what, Dante? I'm going to do you one better. You bragging on how pretty your car is? We can have a goddamn free car contest for another $2,000. How about that?
You said what now?
I said we can have a pretty car contest for another $2,000. How about that?
Bet that. I bet my car looking. Man, look, I'm a gambler, goddammit. I got money.
Look, we're going to have a goddamn car show. For another $2,000, let the goddamn people be the judge. For another $2,000.
All right, well, goddamn it, we can do that too. Goddamn it, I got my money long, goddamn it.
Hey,
look,
we can have fun.
Hey, Tree man.
Yeah.
Lock that in, send another $1,000. I am too. Send another $1,000 on the car show.
Who is this motherfucker, man? I don't know who the hell this motherfucker is.
Hey, man, I went to Michigan this weekend. I met the other day when I went to Michigan up there, Detroit, Michigan this weekend. That's when I met him. I told him, come on, man. I'm a come to Texas and let's see. So he told me, and he locked in. So, Tree Man, you and him going to send me $1,000, and y'all going to flip the lane.
I said $2,000. $1,000 on the car show, another $1,000 on the race.
What I'm saying on that on the car show thing, who's the judge at? So I'm just saying
let me keep
this part like this. I'm good with the lockup on the race. Now on that car show, won't y'all do that when y'all walk through the gate? You know, hey, well, you said, you never know. It's like this, man. I'm trying to keep things as straight as I can. You see, let the people be. Who's the one judging them?
You can set the motherfucker on the track and goddamn make a goddamn force and pick. Let the crowd be the judge. What's the crowd? What's the goddamn thing about that?
Right. Let the crowd judge.
Let the crowd judge. Okay, I'm going to tell you this here. Y'all going to finish up. Y'all betting. How much y'all the British car?
$2,000.
Bet $2,000 on the prettiest car.
On the prettiest car. And I'm going to shine that motherfucker up tonight.
You better shine that bitch.
I'm going to shine that motherfucker up.
I'm going to do you one better. As I crack your ass, I'm going to give you my Phantom Man number, dude.
Oh, okay. All right. If that's what you say.
Tommy Dog, what you say to the guy name is again? What this bad motherfucker name is? With this long ass
month. Hey,
I'm gonna mute out, Mike.
Hey, Deontay, Tree Man. Y'all lock 1,000, 5,000, be in the lane, ready by 9 p.m.
Hold on. Somebody's got some background noise. They got a car door open. Mute your phone if you're not talking, please.
Hey,
Sharon, you muted our mic.
Oh, hold on.
No, BT ain't mute your mic.
Hold on.
Okay. Hold on, BT.
Hey. Hold on. Tree Man is Deontay. 1,000 on 5 or better. By 9 o'clock, July 5th, 2,000 on the app. hey. I've been $2,000 for the prettiest car. Is that a lot?
Yeah. Hey, Tree Man.
Yeah, is that a lot?
Hey, Tree
Man.
What's
up? Yeah.
If you got another boy, I got a Mustang. Hey, if you got another car, I got a Mustang that wants some action, too. It just got finished. I got a Mustang, too. It wants some action bad.
So you got another pro-stock Mustang?
No, back I ain't got, no, this is stock suspension, back half.
Oh, back half?
Yeah, it wants action, too.
A back half?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Tracy got your number. Let me call my boy and make sure his car is, I'm going to make sure his car together. We're going to call you on that one, too.
Hey, I'm bringing three cars on the 5th. Baby Powder won't. Baby Powder got Tree Man. And whatever the fuck else wants a Maxi can have them, two motherfuckers. They going to be there. They ain't running. They going to be there. And they all look pretty, too. Yep.
Okay. That's a lock. Okay. That's a lock deal. And we can move. Let's go. Sharon got another hand up.
Yeah, you gotta still have a few hands up. If you're not talking, guys, mute your phone for me. Ragtop, your mic is open.
What up, Ragtop?
Ragtop, Phil, your mic is open. Okay, I'm gonna keep going, Tracy. Debo, your mic is open.
What's going on, Atomic? Miss Sharon?
What's happening?
Wait. What's going on, man, everybody? Yeah, I really did have something to say, but after them cats, man, went to getting at that paper, man, in that race, man, I got lost words, man. But I was wanting to comment, Tracy, on a different back half thing, man. I mean, I was kind of throwing off a little bit. I understood what the cat was saying, and I understood what you were saying about trying to get everybody knowledge. You know what I'm saying, Carl? It is a lot of trickery going on out here with these cars and things, man. And I appreciate the job that you're trying to do to educate people that really don't know about these cars, you know. And there's a lot of people getting tricked in the game today because it seems like that's what the game is turning to. And when I say game, I mean the race game. The race game seems like it's a bunch of tricks and a lot of people doing a lot of talk about the game. And I see that you're trying to get the game, you know, get everything squared up where people will be more aware of what they set up in the grudge games. You know, because a lot of people go to talking and don't realize what they're saying until it's almost over with. You know, and me, myself, I don't like paying out no fuck out money, you know what I'm saying, because I don't roll like that or none of my crew members roll like that. So it's very important, you know what I'm saying, to get an understanding on this game, man. And like I said, I just want to say I appreciate you saying what you said. And, Kat, I understood what you said with the old school back half. You know, I really was hoping that somebody really said, what is an old school back half? That's what I was looking to hear somebody say. And I'm still posing that question. What is an old school back half? I really want to know.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm still on the line, Tracy?
Yeah, you're still on it.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. Because there's so many different ways to say what a back half car is. There's so many ways you can't even say it. Because you got professionals now these days building back half cars. So you can say what a back half is, but I can say what a back half car is. But somebody else will say a back half car, I would say a back half is a chassis car.
Can I say this? The key word was, is this cat? Is that a cat?
No, I am. That's how, I'm Deontay.
Okay. Okay, Deontay. You way up there funny, man. I'm trying to get at these cat way down here. You know what I'm saying about the game, man? The key word was old school. The man said old school back half. That's what I heard. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get an understanding. What is a old school back half? That's what I'm trying to get an understanding on. If somebody, Jack and Dave on here, maybe you can enlighten me on this and somebody else that's listening.
Well, it sounds like to me, I understand what you're saying because it still hasn't been clarified. So I'm going to say this. Can I say it? Call him, and he will explain it to you based on his Texas bill.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's leave that like that.
Okay, All right, Tracy. I appreciate that, man.
Okay, man. Okay, Sharon, you got another hand?
Oh, yes. Alrighty, your mic is open.
Mute your mic if
Marley,
you're not talking.
Your mic is open.
Hey, what's
hey,
that, girl?
Is my mic still open?
Hey, Tracy, it's Bull Rider.
What's happening, man?
Hey, man, is that guy still on the phone that locked in Tree Man?
Yeah,
wait a minute. Hey, this Bull Rider, I want to bet you $2,000 that you don't get Tree Man. Can we lock that in?
I'll take that.
Hey, Tracy. Hey.
I'll take that.
Okay, hey, Tracy. I'm betting with Tree Man that he don't get Tree Man for $2,000. Me and him going to lock it in. Can we lock it in, Tracy?
Yeah, Bull Rider, you lock it in. The man is locked. You
locking
in Deontay on the gap.
Dad, he do not get treatment. He's not going to get treatment.
Hey, y'all know what's going to be funny? Little old me come down there, and I get that motherfucker. Y'all going to be quiet, ain't y'all?
Wait a minute. Bull Rider, you betting Deontay 2,000. He don't get treatment.
Yeah.
You taking that bet?
No, he's not going to get treatment. I'm betting $2,000.
Bull Rider, you bet he don't get treatment. You betting $2,000, right?
You got that right.
Okay.
You got that right.
Are you betting the same $2,000 that you gapping? You betting the other? You betting Bull Rider too?
Yeah. I bet him. See, I was born down south. It ain't nothing but a bunch of politics. All this talking don't scare me none. He can bet some more if he wants to. Cause I'm a
hey.
He thinks he gonna get me. It's funny. This ain't nothing but like a PG-13 movie to me. And I'm coming down there, and I'm gonna gap him. Watch what I tell you.
You got $4,000 bet on the game right now. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? God rest my soul, my daddy, but God damn it, he want me to do this, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to be just like my dad. I'm going to make a name for myself, bro. I'm coming. And you're going to see. I'm coming fast and hard. I'm coming with – I might come down. Y'all might think I'm a post-doc team. I'm coming. You're going to see. I'm coming with cars. Oh, Lord. I ain't going to talk no more.
Hey.
I'm coming. Hey,
Tracy.
You want that fat
man? Hey, Tracy. On the car show, after they get you running – you put them two cars on the track and let us fans be the judge.
I hear you. We got to figure out something about, round of applause, I guess, Round of applause.
Hey, there you go. There you go. The round of applause.
Hey,
what is that from, Tracy? Hey, what is that from, Michigan?
Three men on the line.
Yeah, I'm on the line. What's up?
After I come down there and race you, I want you to come, whenever you're able, come to Michigan, and we're going to race a mileage. We're going to get it on a mileage. I'm coming to you, and you come to me.
I mean, just let me know in advance, let me know 2 months in advance, whatever, a month in advance, and I don't have a problem with traveling.
Oh, all right. This is going to be better than Mike Hill and the Hall. What can I tell you? We're going to have fun, bro. I ain't scared of that money. Hey, this is going down.
Hey, Tree Man.
Hey, Tree Man,
we might have to get that guy a little money to go back home. Because he's going to come back here and get his money to him, bro.
Hey, we can show him better than we can tell him, right?
You got that right. Hey.
Look here. Hey, Tree Man. Y'all listening to me?
I ain't got no cash on me, family.
I ain't got no cash on me, man. All right, wait. Tracy, I'm going to mute my mic. This Bull Rider, I'm going to mute my mic. I will be there Thursday. I'll be ready. So hang your money on, boy.
Okay, Sharon, you got any other hands up?
Okay, I got some other hands. Oh, Red Hot dropped off. I got some other hands.
Okay, mute your mic.
I got some other
go ahead. Okay, hold on. Just tell them to mute their mic because you want to get the other people. They need to mute their mic and go ahead on and get the other caller.
Okay. But I have a question, though. Did he say that he has a stock stock suspension back half Mustang?
Who said that?
I'm asking if Deontay said, okay, guys, if you're not talking, mute your phone for me, please. Did Deontay say that he had a stock suspension back half Mustang? Is that what he said?
He had three cars. One of them is a back half. One of them is stock suspension.
The other one is
a pro ball car. Deontay, I guess you asked him, what car do you have that's a stock suspension?
Okay, I lost him. No, I lost him. I'll have to call him back. While I'm trying to get him on the phone, Ragtop, did you have something to say?
Say, Miss Yaron, I'm in a bad spot right now. It's a little bit of background noise, so I'll call right back.
Okay, all right, that works.
Okay.
Lorenzo, your mic is open.
How's it going, Racing Family? Tracy, Sharon.
What's up, man?
Just calling so late. I was trying to get in and announce our race we're doing on the 24th of this month. We're going to be doing a race out of Redline, HTI, and we're going to have an old-school back half class. We're just going to be riding on a 5-0 cap. And we'll also have a 580 class based on a 16-car field. We will have 1,500 to the winner. No, 1,500 to the winner, 500 to run up. And we're going to have also 7-0 class, which is going to be 1,000 to the winner, 500 run up. And that's based on the 16-car field, no electronics, and 2810-5, biggest tire you can run. And also, I want to elaborate on that old-school back half. I've been around racing for a while, and my experience with the old-school back half were cars built from the back seat back. Stock front ends were on the cars originally with the old school back half. That's my opinion on that's what I experienced in the past. So that's all I have to say for tonight.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%.
Well, where is it at?
Go ahead.
I fell off for a minute, but you know me, I can't push that button, man.
You want Red Hot?
Yeah, put Red Hot on the phone.
Red Hot, you see that guy?
Yeah, hold on. If he ain't drunk yet.
Red Hot dropped off.
Dropped off.
Hey, what I need? I'm looking for some action, small time, man, again. Same old shit, man. Ain't nothing different. The same old shit. Looking for some small time nitrous collection.
Tracy, let me go ahead and open up a mic real quick. Trouble Toy, your mic is
open. Mute your mic. I hear some noise. Mute your mic if you're not talking. Check your mic, everybody, because something's squeaking.
Troy, your mic is open.
What up, Troy?
Okay, Tracy, hold on. Let me see if I find that noise first. Okay, I'm gonna try it this way first. Somebody's got a TV going in the background. If you got a TV on, we can hear. Use the phone. Troy, your mic is open. Okay, Troy may have switched over. B-Red, your mic is open.
How y'all doing?
What's up, B-Red?
Same, man. We kind of got excited about that boy Deontay shoot. If he wants some action, Nightmare looking for some action when he get down there. We'll take some of that money on that gap.
I don't know. Did he fell off? Did you get him back on?
I called him. He went to voicemail. I will try him one more time.
Okay. Okay, hold on, B-Red. Who else mic is open? Okay, I think Go ahead. Go ahead. If you go ahead and talk. Who next?
Miss Bush, now tell me, you get a locked in ready, you say that locked in ready coming up on your show. Who locked in? I missed it.
Tree Man locked in with this guy out of Detroit, Michigan for World Growth Masters July the 5th.
Well, Promark
Mustang. They also locked in 2,000. He said he's going to gap Tree Man 2,000.
He said
he's going to credit his car. So he locked in Bull Rider 2,000 on the gap, Tree Man 2,000 on the gap, Bedded Tree Man 2,000. He got the prettiest car. So.
It's a nitrous car this boy talking about?
It's a nitrous car. He's got a Pro Martin Mustang. He's got a Pro Martin.
No, he ain't going to gap Tree Man. You can forget that. We took a piece of that picture.
Hey, man.
They got it on,
then
what
else went down?
Huh? 9 o'clock.
What is that? I say what else went down?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Now I say what else went down besides that Pro Mar block in with Tree Man and the other boy you talking about? Somebody was looking for you.
This
kid, I ain't hard to find, man. I'm easy to find. That's a goddamn show. You can find a lot of space around me when you see me. So I'm easy to find.
You try to do.
Shit, if this nightmare, I take the hit from y'all. What y'all want to do?
Give you the back tie.
No, I take the hit from y'all. What y'all want to do?
I just told you, give you the back tie. That's
well,
what I want to do.
You ain't giving me nothing then. You ain't giving me nothing.
Okay, then. Okay, well, that's what I want to do. Give you the back tie.
You know, you give me the break, I'm going to pull that shoot out on you.
Yeah, I'll give you the back tie. I'm going to pull that shoe out on your ass.
You ain't going to give me no back tie with your back half car, man. You ain't going to give me that.
Okay, I'm going to leave you alone then.
All right, we can leave it alone. We can go to the next. Who else want to do something? Put some smile. I'm looking for some smile type shit.
Goddamn quiet.
You hear motherfucking crickets.
Hey, Tracy.
What's that?
Yeah, this be red, man.
We were
trying to figure out what was the name of that car that he's talking about bringing, the Mustang, because I'm going to look it up on YouTube and see if he got some shit up there so we can take a look at it.
He called himself Big Money Racing. He's out of Detroit, Michigan. He called himself Big Money Racing.
Okay. We glad to see some of them boys coming down here from the north, man. Like we've been talking about for months, Trace. This is gonna be a monster race, and we're looking for action. So he bringing a back half down here. He need to come and see Team Nightmare. That's what he need to do. We want some money on that gap on that race with Tree Man too. We ain't broke. We want some of that.
I hear you. Yeah, that race gonna be a booger, man. That's gonna be a race to be in, man. I mean, guys coming. We got 24 teams, man, from across the country that's already in it. So, man, I tell you, guys coming clean from New York, Florida, California, Chicago, Detroit, and everything in between, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, I mean, Arkansas, Oklahoma. Man, Texas is gonna have the biggest grudge race in the country. 2014, 2 days, with all the live action pop-ups that Friday night. I can show that Saturday. And I tell you what, as long as Mother Nature keep cooperating with us that weekend, man, when them folks leave Texas, they ought to say they do it big in Texas.
Hey, Trace, I have one question for you.
Oh, go ahead.
After the World Grudge racing on the Ford, I know that you and Sharon are booked for the rest of the year, but something's been just eating me up, and I really think it's time for us to do a Texas versus the East Coast. We need to settle this bullshit right now. That's real talk for me and the whole team. We don't believe that they got better cars than us. We don't believe that at all. We can do a lot of that at the World Grudge Race, but there's going to be so many different people and cars there that we can't narrow it down. We want to narrow it down because from what I've been looking at over the past couple of weeks,
And I know I'm looking from a bird's eye view because I'm kind of looking on the internet. I'm trying to do my homework. And so I'm looking at some of these cars. Hey, man, some of them are really, really nice, but I'm not so bowled over and impressed. So I'm really saying we need to meet halfway. If there's some guys that want to meet halfway with these boys from the East Coast, we want to get it on with them, for real.
I'm gonna get with some folks, man, because that done came to me from folks on the East Coast time and time again. And the only thing is, you know, is trying to find a spot. And I'll be getting with y'all. You know, I'm gonna be talking about something to where the neutral right. point. You know, right there. It's so far.
Agree with me on that, boy.
But hey, you got to working on something on that, man, huh?
Tracy, hold on. Again, they got quiet once you got quiet. Again, there's somebody with some background noise, guys. If you're not talking, if you're just listening right now, I don't want to go through and close everybody's mic. Mute your phone. That way we can hear. It's hard to hear what Tracy's saying.
Go ahead.
Okay. And plus, I was trying to get some clarification. I mean, really, these cities that they claim in East Coast is really in the South, real talk. So they must be talking about east of the Mississippi River, and that's fine. So I know you booked for this year, and I know you just said you're working on something, but I really believe, and the team believe, and a lot of other people that race here in Texas, we want to solve this ASAP. Because from what I'm seeing, yeah, these boys are nice. I like their cars. I like how they do things. But I just don't feel like that they got better cars than we got in Texas. And I don't care what none of them say. We need to settle it. And I think we can settle it. But the World Grudge is a little bit too big. That's too big an event to be trying to pick our cars from the east and the south. So we're not going to do that. We just hopefully that you and some of the other promoters will put that together, because that's going to be the race. Because, you know, really, we want to solve this shit, period. We don't believe that they got better cars than we do. We don't believe they do it better than we do. We're going to show them on July the 4th how big we do it, but I don't think they do it big like we do it.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of cars. Like I said, a lot of them guys that's coming, I hadn't been out this way, man, and they itching to come to Texas, and I think they're going to be surprised when they see the amount of cars we got here in Texas, man, and guys are trying to make some action, so. It's going to be huge, man. It's going to be huge.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call, man. You can move on to somebody else.
Okay. Okay, Sharon, we got another hand?
No, you don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay, man, we're running up on that hour, man. And want to appreciate everybody for tuning in on the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Show, man. And like I say, I'm going to say it, man, again this week. Guys, whatever races you're going to coming up, man, go out and support the races. Have fun. Be safe. Most important thing, man, is be safe. And, again, we got the Grudge North Star race going to be going down, guys, 28th and guys with all motor cars. This is going to be a race, again, that's going to be three races, and it's going to be 20 races going on the same day across the country, and it's going to be after this race, then it's going to be you go to the next round, the top four cars advance to the next round, and they're going to pick that meeting location for the next round. But the third race will be at the VMAX track at Charlotte, North Carolina, in October the 18th, 19th, weekend, something like that. So be ready, man. It's going down at North Star Dragway on May the 31st. And you have a chance to participate in that. The top four cars again go in advance, man. So, hey, with that said and done, man, Sharon, we're going to do last call, and we're going to get ready to get out of here. But, fellas, don't forget, we're doing it again June the 14th at the little town, Little River. We're going to have a ball before we warm up, before we go down to World Grudge Nationals July 4th and 5th in San Antonio Raceway. So, hey, with that said, Sharon, let's go down and do our final comments, and we're going to get out of here for the night.
Okay. Before I do final comments, I just want to let everybody know I will probably get the information out there publicly, hopefully before the end of the week. I will put it on Facebook, put it on Atomic Dog's message board, and I will also put it on the Grudge Inc. Texas message board, that we will have a contest for the World Grudge Nationals promo. And so all you videographers, cinematographers that are out there, I'll get those rules out there, you know, shortly. So, and the prize for the winning promo will be $500. And also we'll be looking for opening acts. Slim Thug will be performing on Saturday, and we'll be looking for opening acts. So I will get that information out there in those same places. That if you or you know somebody who's an up-and-coming rap artist who wants the opportunity to open for Slim Thug, we'll, you can respond back, and I'll send the information necessary for that. So this is going to be the biggest grudge race that Texas has ever seen so far. And right now, I mean, it's just getting bigger and bigger. Now, final comments. Doug, final comments.
Yeah, Tracy, good show. Good work, Sharon. All I can say is every time I listen to the show, I feel like I'm in class for a while because I done learned a whole lot. So when I come to Texas, I will be ready.
All right, dude. Appreciate it, man.
Bushnell, final comment.
Oh, racist fans, spectators, see y'all at some tracks.
Debo, final comment.
Yeah, to all the racers, y'all keep it safe, man. Keep them cars together. And I'm looking forward to seeing y'all camp down there at the Grudge National.
All right.
Tree Man, final comment.
Hey, Tracy, look here. When you get this dude punk out money, let me know. I'm going to mail mine in the same day, but I'll put it like this. I had a whole lot of fun on the show. Looking forward to the World Girls National. I'm going to go out and go to wiping on this car, y'all.
All right.
Alley Cat, final comment.
Oh, we'll see everybody May 25th, and y'all have a good time and be safe. We'll see y'all next week.
You call it a book, please.
King Black, final comment.
We've been all kind of waiting. Who calls me? Who won't be up each other? It's all kind of shit.
Okay. Hater Shaker, final comment.
Good show, guys. Good show. We're going to go out there, make some action, bring some action going on. We're going to make it happen.
Okay, whoever is on T-Mac's phone, T-Mac, BET, final comment.
Hey, good show, Church. We'll be in Texas real soon.
Yeah, man. Good time over here. Had a good time over here, Tracy. And look here, Miss Sharon, you need to up the ante. You need to up the ante, goddamn. You trying to get BET, goddamn, to blow that thing up for you now, goddamn. Now, shit.
All right, BT. All right.
Get your weight up, man. Get your weight up, man.
All right,
BT. Hey, BT, why you worry about that? I know somebody told me to get
hold up, Tracy.
You said what, Tracy?
Talking. I know somebody here in Texas said he would win his hands down anyway.
Man, shit, ain't no motherfucker out there be able to fuck with me, man. Up that ass and watch me go to work on that ass.
Madhouse.
That's all you got to do.
Madhouse.
Man, shit. Hey, the sugar, lay down, man, on your big ass stomach.
Got yeah, my black ass butt weak.
Lorenzo, final comment.
Huh?
Lorenzo, final comment.
Great show, Trace, and good work and everything. Hopefully we have a great show on for the Grudge Nationals.
All right, man.
All right, Tracy's on you.
Hey, man. Once again, appreciate everybody tuning in, man, to the Grudge Inc., sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Hey, man, we pushed up out here for information, man, bring knowledge. A lot of people learn a lot of things, like they say on these shows. It's all for the fun and love of the sport. Once again, man, everybody go support the race they're going to do throughout the year, man, and be safe. Keep the cards safe, man. Be safe. But remember, we go to track to have fun, man. We go to track to have fun and stop the nonsense and the violence. Let's go out and have fun. Until next week, we see y'all later. Good night, everybody.